Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams of the Fraud Department. How can I assist you today?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Can you please verify your name and address?
My name is Fauzi Taha. I live in 3101 Northampton Drive, Alexandria, Virginia, 22302.
Thank you. It is showing here that you have the fuel saver ordered for $6.70 on the 18th of September. And then it had about 48 hours, 72 hours later, it billed the first activation of $49.97. That is, the $49.97 is a monthly payment that comes out for the fuel saver. And you were transferred to the fraud department to have this investigated, correct, sir?
You see, I have two charges here, $6.70 and $49.97.
Yes, sir, I was asking you. You were transferred over to the fraud department for the investigation of the charges. Now, it shows that this is going to be sent to the 3101 Northampton Drive, apartment 1404 in Alexandria. Anyone else in the household may have placed the order.
Yeah, you say it is a float saver, and what is the other one?
The $49.97 charge?
Right.
That is going to be a monthly charge that goes out with the company, and they send you a $125 gift card every month that you pay the $49.97 to shop on their website called the Gadget Store. You can buy more items like the same, or, you know,
I'm speaking about what is it? What kind
the
of
fuel saver?
Fuel saver, and you send me a gift card for $125?
Yes, and the way this is set up to work is every month that you continue to pay the $49 charge, the company sends you out a $125 gift card. That gift card is for their gadget store. Every month you don't just spend the gift card, it starts to build up, and then you can buy larger items. But this is what we have here. It's a $49 a month charge for the fuel saver and the $125 gift card.
Yeah, well, I haven't received any gift card till now.
Yes, let's take a look. You placed the order on the 18th, huh? Yeah, with me just one moment.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm going to place you on hold for a moment and see if I can get someone to see where the gift card is. Please hold.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thank you for holding, sir. Now, I did have my supervisor to take a look at your account. They send you the code and an email with a link to the gadget store. Once you open that email, it's going to have a code in there. You put it in on the gadget store, and it credits your account inside of the gadget store for the $125. So if you have not receive that email with the gift code and the link to the gadget store, I can request to have that sent to you.
No, I have not received any code, and I have not received any gift card. And I still don't understand. You're saying you charge $49.97 for a gift card?
No, it's for the fuel saver. Now, again, the way it works is once you get the fuel saver, it bills you the $49.97 on a monthly basis. It emails you the gift code for with the website, with the link to the gadget store website. You highlight the code and you put it on the gadget store website, and then you choose additional items from there. So it goes to your, as opposed to it being a card you receive in the mail, it is a card that you receive in the email with a code. And you take that code and you enter it into the website. It has a link to the website as well. And then you have several other gadgets that you may like to choose from. Each month that you keep it active, it is going to send you out another $125 gift code to your email. Now, as I was saying, if you do not see this particular one for the $49 in your email, we do put in a request to have it resent to you.
Yes, do you have my email?
Yes, sir. I'm going to go over your email. It says your first name, your last name, 2020, at Gmail.
Right.
So I'm putting in that request right now just to be sure that you have your $125 gift code with the link to the gadget store. There are several other gadgets you may be interested in. And then when you decide to know more, then you just call us 24 hours a day and let us know, and we will end the account. Okay, sir?
So you will send me this code?
Again, yes.
Yes, okay. And you will end this account?
Okay, if you would like to end the account today, then yes. I'm going to put in the request to have the email with the gadget store and the code sent to you again, and then we're going to end the account.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I give a cancellation number if you would like to write one down.
Yes, please.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Yes.
257.
257.
921 984.
Yes, sir. This is a cancellation number.
That is going to be the cancellation number for the account.
Okay. And how about this charge for $49.97?
That is going to be the payment for the fuel saver, as well as it's how you receive the $125. Gift code. Each, as I stated before, each month you pay, you get another $125. You pay the $49.27 for the gift saver, then you get $125. If you go to the store, you order something else, they charge you $49.97, they send you another $125 card for the store, code for the store, to purchase more items. So that is how. So that $49 is going to be the payment for the fuel saver. You pay the shipping and handling $670 to get it, the $49.97 to keep it, and receive your $125.
And what store is that, to my knowledge?
It's going to email it to you. It's called the Gadget Store. It has several different gadgets that interest our customers. So it is an online store, and it has where you can take the code that we're emailing you. It's going to come, the code is going to come with a link. You click on it, it takes you into the gadget store. You take
How you spell it? This is G gadget?
G as in George, A
yes.
as in Apple, D as in David, G.
Yes.
As in George, E as in Edgar, T as in Tom. Then the word store, S-T-O-R-E.
Gadget, yeah.
Gadget. you know, different gadgets like flashlights, and it can be like a dash cam for your car, different things like that.
Okay, so I will be receiving a code on my email account.
Yes, as well as a link to the store where you spend the money for the gadget store. And so it's going to be in that email. You're going to have a link. You click on it, it'll open up to the store, online store. It's an online store where you choose the items in your cart, up to $125 worth of items for the code that you're going to receive, worth $125.
Okay. And the other $670 is for what?
That was the shipping and handling. Have you, let's take a look and see where your fuel saver, have you received it? Have you received the fuel? Yes, this was last month. You placed the order last month. You have the fuel saver. You use the fuel saver?
No, I don't receive any. That's why I'm calling.
It says here is delivered on the 24th with the United States Postal Service to the mailbox. So you received the fuel saver. It's showing as delivered. That's what it's showing as delivered.
I am in a condominium, and it could be still down. I will check and see how it is.
What it says here, delivered in the mailbox. You have a mailbox in the condominium?
No, I live in a high-rise condominium. I don't have mailbox.
No. You have the parcel locker where you have the key to it?
Yes, I have that.
Okay, that parcel locker. They should, you know, the postman can open the back of the parcel locker and put your items inside or your mail inside. So the parcel locker is downstairs from in the condominium. But you say you don't have your fuel saver?
No, I don't. Yeah, that's why I'm calling to see, because I get the statement from my card, my credit card, and that's good. I have this, the phone to call you and you check and see.
Let's see here. Would you like for us to request to have it reshipped to you? The fuel saver is showing as delivered, but if the customer states they have not received it, we do send it out again.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I'm waiting for the email with the code, and I see what this gadget store is.
Yes, sir. That could take about 12 hours because they address all of our requests in the order that they are received. So just to keep a lookout with your email to receive the gadget store email with the code.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye.